This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mamas. Recently, I've been thinking about this idea of being the perfect mum. Now, I know that we all know we can't be the perfect mum. There is no such thing as perfection, especially when it comes to raising your children. Although we would love to be consistently calm and kind every single day, we're human beings, and this is highly unlikely. But so many of us beat ourselves up when we get it wrong, don't we? We really wish we hadn't lost our temper this morning when so-and-so wouldn't put their school shoes on. Or we get really grumpy because they're still not asleep and it's now past 8 o'clock and you're exhausted. There's those moments that are really those triggers for the anger or the outburst or the raised voice. And I know that each of you, just like me, wish those moments didn't happen. You really wish those moments didn't happen. But this is what I've been thinking about a lot. I'm about to start a 5 days to calm challenge for all the mamas that want to learn how to be calmer in those moments, who want to be kinder to themselves, who want to be able to pause, take a big deep breath, find a place in themselves that's not angry, and proceed from there. And that's what I know we can do in this 5-day challenge. But I also really wanted to speak to you all about this idea of us being perfect, of us getting it right. Here's what I've been thinking. If we were the perfect mamas, just for a moment imagine having a mother that was always consistently kind, always consistently perfect, never raising her voice, never being emotional, never showing who she really is underneath and how things affect her, we are depriving our children the opportunity to learn how to control or to manage their own emotions. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a household where my parents tried not to fight in front of my sister and I. An amazing intention, and I am very grateful for that. But I have also come to realize that I had a skewed view of what a marriage looked like. I had no understanding of how a couple, after being together for many, many years, worked through problems, how they apologized to each other, how they forgave each other, how they navigated around each other when they were angry with each other. I didn't have any real examples of what that looked like. Now, I'm not saying that I wish my parents had had huge fights in front of me. That's not the point. But what I do think we have an opportunity to do for our children, for the next generation, is to show them the reality of being human. To show them that marriages do have arguments, but you find a way to forgive and love and move through. That you do lose your temper sometimes when you're overtired or you're sick or you're rushed and stressed. But then you can show them how you recovered from that, how you apologize, the skills that you use to calm yourself down. If we don't show them that, how are we ever going to teach them how to do it for themselves? I'm not interested in raising children who grow up thinking they need to be perfect too. I want my kids to have self-compassion and self-awareness and a commitment to being kind even when they haven't been. I want them to learn how to apologize and to forgive. I really want them to learn how to forgive and not carry a grudge, which means that when I'm grumpy with my husband, I need to show him and them how I move on without holding that grudge. I need to show them how I've forgiven myself for not getting it right this morning and being grumpy and rushing them out the door. I need to show them that there's more to life than having a clean house. It's about memories and laughter and fun and freedom. But if I'm not living that on a day-to-day basis, how will they even learn that? It's like that beautiful old saying, children copy what you do, not what you say. They mimic what we are doing. And we can say to them all we like, we want you to love who you are. The world can't tell you how important you are. You need to believe in yourself and forgive yourself and love yourself and ignore the bullies at school and ignore what society tells you is right and beautiful. You need to believe in yourself. But we can only do that if we believe in ourselves, can't we, mamas? And so our job surely is not to be perfect, is not to be calm and consistent every single day, never get grumpy about the shoes being left in the hallway and tripping over them again, never being grumpy about the wet towels on the bathroom floor. Oh my goodness, that drives me nuts. Never being upset when things feel really overwhelming. We're not doing them any favors when we pretend we're perfect. So let's, from this moment onwards, promise to be real. Let's accept ourselves completely and wholly. Let's totally drop the expectation that we are always going to get this right, that we are always going to be the calm Zen mama that we want to be, that we are always going to be able to look upon our home with love and acceptance, even though the clutter and the mess is driving us crazy. And accept that we are human beings, just like our children are, and that we have a dark and a light side. We have good days and bad. We have good times of the month and bad times of the month. We have to accept ourselves completely and wholly to be the best we can be. So let's start accepting ourselves right now, the way we are, and know that when we aren't perfect, it is the perfect opportunity to show ourselves and our family how to accept ourselves anyway. So when we stumble and fall, we're showing them it's okay to stumble and fall. You don't have to beat yourself up. You don't have to carry it on and on and on. I know sometimes when we've had a bad morning and we're feeling rushed or things have fallen behind or we're going to be late, I kind of get into a tailspin sometimes of going around and around and around. Why are we always late? Why does this always happen? You guys should know better by now. And it's just like I build up this storm around me. And one day my eldest daughter, who is by far my biggest mirror in life, turned around and said to me, "Mummy, you're making it worse." And it was like this slap in the face. And I thought, oh my goodness, I am. I am totally making this worse because I'm feeding it. I'm feeding this hungry beast of feeling like it's unfair and why is life like this? And I was just going on and on and on and on. There was the perfect example and the perfect opportunity for me to show her and my other children how we can let go of a bad moment. What I was showing her was how to hang on to it and be a martyr and go on and on and on about how life is so unfair, and it just was the worst thing to do. Whereas if I'd said, "Oh, sorry guys, I got really wrapped up in what the time was and how messy the house was and everything I needed to do today, but you know what, let's just shake that off and start again." Now, I didn't need to beat myself up because I got it wrong, and I didn't need to keep carrying on and on and on in that grumpy dark cloud. Instead, I could have turned it around and showed her and them how to do the same. They're always watching. They're always learning from us. So let's teach them, yes, how to be kind and compassionate and not react in anger. But if we do react in anger, let's teach them what to do with that too. Let's teach them how to forgive themselves, how to forgive others, how to show up better the next time. Surely that's so much more important than being perfect. And mummers, if you want to be a part of the 5 days to calm, which is a really simple 5-day practice involving a simple meditation and really easy to implement practices to pause in that moment, pull back from being that grumpy mama bear and losing it and snapping. If you want to do this with me and hundreds of other mummers, we start on the 25th of September. It's totally free and only will take 15 minutes a day at the most. But in 5 days, I promise you, you will find a way to forgive yourself for not being perfect and learn how to pull back in those moments and let go of that anger and be more present and kind in that moment. We start on the 25th of September, so check out happymama.com.au for all the details. Thanks, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.